The song that we just sang, Sing to Me of Heaven. If you looked in the bulletin, you know that that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. Sing to Me of Heaven. I'm going to do something that I've never done before. When I was a boy growing up in Pine Bluff, Brother Ed Dye every once in a while would preach a lesson in which he had some songs intermixed throughout the lesson. And I remember him doing that, and I've never done it. But I thought this morning we would sing a little bit during the lesson, sing about heaven. Sing to me of heaven. Let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sweetest song of all. You know, as we go through life, we go through trials and difficulties and just life itself. It's nice to know that there's something else. Something that we can really look forward to. That we're going somewhere. We have goals. And we're striving to get to those goals. Why sing of heaven? Why would we even stop to think about heaven? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to sing about that. What is heaven like? We'll see what the Bible has to say. And we have many songs that deal with the glories, the beauties, and the wonders of heaven. And how important is heaven to you? That's a question I'm going to be asking, and we'll talk a little bit about that. How important is it? And then, of course, the final question, and the most important for you, are you going to be there? Is heaven a place that you want to be? And maybe by the time the lesson is done this morning, you will make up your mind. You'll know for certain you want to be there, and you'll do everything you can to get there. Turn my clicker on here. I'm going to need that. Why should we sing of heaven? Well, the Bible says in John 14, verses 1 through 6, that heaven is a real place. Jesus says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. That where I am, there you may be also. I'm going to prepare a place for you. There are many mansions, Jesus said. I'm going to prepare a place. Now, it's a real place. It's not the imagination of some guy that lived a few thousand years ago. It's a real place. And heaven is, I hope, where I will be for all eternity. That's where I'm planning on being for all eternity. There are many difficulties in life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through chapter 5 and verse 8, we're not going to take the time to read all of that, but I think about this passage often. The Apostle Paul talks about all the difficulties. He's hard-pressed on every hand, yet not crushed, verse 8 says. Persecuted but not forsaken, verse 9. Struck down but not destroyed. And he talks about all of his struggles, all of his trials. And as you get down to verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart. Why not, Paul? Because our outward man is perishing. But our inward man is being renewed day by day. And then verse 17, for our light affliction is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, the trials, the difficulties, the hardships, we don't look at those things, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And in chapter 5, he talks about our earthly house, this tent, our body, when it's destroyed. He says that I have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. So Paul is looking at the things they're not seeing. He's looking at the heavenly things, the spiritual things. It kept him going, and it can keep us going as well. It gives us reason to persevere. In 1 Peter chapter 3, the Apostle Peter here describes, in midst of persecutions, in midst of trials, he says in verse 7, in fact, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. So it's in the midst of trials, but you back up to verse 4. He talks about the living hope in verse 3, an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. So even though we have trials and we have difficulties in life, we have the hope of heaven. And in fact, you go on down to verse 7, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We need to be faithful, continuing to be faithful to the Lord. I want you to think about this also with me. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 and verse 13, we are strangers and pilgrims on the earth. That's what the men of faith of old understood. We're just here for a little time. And Paul says, these all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them. That's faith. Embrace them. That's hope. and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They recognized that they were just here for a little while. I've said this before, and it's so true. We can never be the child of God that we ought to be until we realize that we're just pilgrims here. We have to truly turn away from this world in mind and heart. We have to lay our treasures up in heaven, as Jesus said, not on the things of this earth. Because the things of this earth, they're here for a little while, and then they're gone. 1 Peter 2 and verse 11, Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. We're in a battle here. We have a song in our songbook, page 213. Here we are, but straying pilgrims. I want you to sing with me. I've got the song on the PowerPoint. If you'd like to open there, you can do that as well. But let's sing this song to remind us that here we are, but straying pilgrims, that we're not here very long, that we have somewhere else. And I want you to think very carefully about the words of this song. I want you to listen to them, and I want you to think about them and how true they really are. Here we are, but straying pilgrims, here a path is left undimmed, but to cheer us on our journey still, we sing this wayside hymn. Yonder over the rolling weather, where the shining mansion rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed give our blessings all our longing eyes. Here our feet are often weary on the hills that throng our way. Here the tent is darkly gathered, but our hearts within us say, yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes. Here our souls are often fearful of the pilgrims working for, but the Lord is our defender, and He tells us we may know. Yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes. How true is that? Here we are, but straying pilgrims. That chorus and the smile of the blessed giver, we don't earn heaven, we don't deserve it. But won't it be wonderful when we stand before the Lord on the day in which He says, enter in, and we enter into His presence, into His glory, and be welcomed by Him? Doesn't that gladden your heart? Doesn't that make you feel better about the struggles and the difficulties of day-to-day life? You know, we all have them. We all have difficulties. This past week, April 15th was Wednesday, and I gritted my teeth and I paid my taxes, and it wasn't fun. It wasn't easy. But a lot of people grit their teeth and they have difficulties and things, but in the midst of all the difficulties and the hardships, we can still think about heaven and recognize we're not going to be here for long. We're going somewhere else. Well, what is heaven like? We've, in fact, just sang of a few things. God's going to be there, and we'll be in His wonderful presence. But heaven is going to be a place of eternal life. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4, eternal life. Titus 1 and verse 2, God who promised before time began, God who cannot lie, has promised us eternal life. That's what heaven is going to be like, a place of eternal life. It is going to be a place of eternal rest. Revelation 14 and verse 3. It'll be a place of eternal rest. Aren't you ready to do some resting? Our work is here. Our toil is here. Our difficulties are here. But what about heaven? It's a place of eternal rest. It's also a place of eternal joy, peace, and worship. In Revelation 21, chapter 21, verse 1 through chapter 22 and verse 5. I think we have some illusions, some pictures of what heaven is going to be like. In Revelation chapter 21, notice some of the things that the Lord says will be there. Revelation 21, in verse 3 it says, "And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. God Himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." What a wonderful thought. We're going to enter into a place of eternal joy, peace, and worship. Yes, there will be a place of worship. Now, if you will, take your song books and turn to song number 204, 204. Let's sing all three verses of Never Grow Old. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verse 26, the Apostle Paul there talks about the last enemy being destroyed, and that enemy is death. There will be no more dying in heaven. Death has passed away. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 53 through 54. "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." What does that mean? That means that after the resurrection, I'm not going to die anymore. I will never grow old. "And this corruptible has put on incorruption, and the mortal has put on immortality, and then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory." I will never grow old. Let's sing that together, and I want you to again think about the words of this song very carefully as we sing it. "I have heard of a land on a far away strand, 'tis a beautiful home of the soul, built by Jesus on high, where we never shall die. 'Tis a land where we never grow old, never in a land where we'll never Uncertain. You don't know what's going to happen. For some of us, the future is very short. We don't know how long it's going to be, but we know we don't have many years left. But just think about the wonders of heaven when you get there. Eternity. Never grow old. Never, never will it end. There's another song, song number 245. I might have picked a pretty bad morning for me to try to do this. My throat's a little scratchy, but do the best we can on some of this. Psalm number 245, where the soul never dies. Just look at some of the words here. First of all, in verse 1, to Canaan's land I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest night will be turned today. My darkest night will turn today, where the soul never dies. My darkest night, our difficulties, our hardships, but then when we get to heaven, we'll be in a place where it will be joy and peace forever. And as Revelation 21 and verse 4 says, there shall be no more death. And so, let's sing this song. Let's sing the first, second, and fourth verse of this song, up-tempo. And let's sing it in view of heaven. To Canaan's land I'm on my way, where the soul never dies. My darkest night will come today, where the soul never dies. No sad farewells, no living life, where all is love and the soul.
Sing this.
his beautiful song, Home of the Soul, and I want everyone to sing out. I feel like we're still trying to wake up a little bit this morning. My throat's a little scratchy. Maybe that's your problem too, or you have that problem as well. But let's do the best that we can and sing these songs from the heart, and let's get happy about this. This is some very encouraging. These are some very encouraging words as we think about the song, words of this song. If for the prize we have thrilled on, after our labors are over, rescue our souls will be given, for the eternal soul. Home of the soul, beautiful home, that we shall dwell, let us to roam, free from all care, happy and bright. He is our light, off in the storm, lonely and weak, sighing for home, longing for thee, beautiful home of the handsome beside the precious sea. Yes, our sweet rest is remaining for the true children of God. What you want? Wouldn't you enjoy being there in heaven forever and ever? In Revelation chapter 7 and verse 17, for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. No tears in heaven. Revelation 21 and verse 4, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. We've already read. No tears in heaven. That song is perhaps one of my favorites in the book. You think about heaven, and I've performed way too many funerals. And this is one of the songs that's often sung at funerals, and it always lifts your heart when you're thinking about someone that you love has passed away. And then the thought crosses your mind, and you realize, here they are in heaven. They're not crying. They're not mourning. They're happy. They're in a place of joy, and they will be for all eternity. And you know, that's a very comforting thought. And we need to think about this. No tears in heaven. Let's sing this song. If you have a voice left. No tears in heaven. Think about the words as we sing.
No tears in heaven, no sorrows in heaven, all will be glory.
657. Turn there with me in your song book. Song 657. Heaven's Jubilee. Another up-tempo song, but this song is about worship. When the Lord returns and receives us to Himself, we're going to be among those who are worshiping and praising God. We're going to be singing to Him. And it's going to be a joyous occasion. That word Jubilee is an interesting word in the Hebrew. That word has reference to their joyous celebration of their deliverance from Egypt and their celebration of being God's chosen people. And friend, let me tell you something. When Jesus returns and we enter into the joys of heaven, we're going to be in the spirit and the mind of celebrating the wonders and the joys that we have received from God's hand. Let's sing this song, number 657, Heaven's Jubilee. Come
that morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise.
That we made there from Revelation chapter 21.
and Revelation chapter 5 and 6, as we were studying in our Bible class this morning, Christians were being persecuted. They were being martyred, put to death. Why? Because of their testimony, the Word of God. Would you be willing to die? Would you be willing to suffer persecution for the truth? Well, since we live in a free country, in a country where there is no physical oppression, we're saying that there are some mental pressures there that our friends put on us. They might reject us. They may not think about us very nicely. They may say bad things about us behind our backs. But you know, we live in a country where we have the right to say what we believe to be the truth. Isn't that a wonderful blessing? Have you taken advantage of it? Because Christians in the first century, they would say what they believed, even if it meant their death. Is heaven important enough to us that we would be willing to die? What about you? Are you teaching and preaching and helping others come to a knowledge of the truth? Are you working for the Lord in this life? Psalm number 396, we'll work till Jesus comes. Think about the words of this psalm. And in fact, look at that very first sentence. O land of rest, for thee I sigh. How important is heaven to you? When will the moment come when I shall lay my armor by and blood and peace at home? What's that armor referencing? Of course, I think that's Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. The armor that God gives to us, we'll no longer need all the weapons of our warfare because we are in a battle here on this earth, and we need to be. And friend, if you've already laid your weapons aside and you're not using those things, you need to think about where you're standing with God. We need to be in battle. We need to be fighting and working for the Lord. Number 396, we'll work till Jesus comes. I want you to sing this if you mean it. Okay? Sing it if you mean it. Oh, land of rest, for thee I sigh, when will the moment come when I shall lay my armor by and dwell in peace at home? We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes.
Isn't it worth living your life for the Lord? Now, here's the big question. Are you going to be there? That's the question I want to ask you right now. Are you going to be there? Now, first of all, in order to see the kingdom of God, Jesus says you must be born again. You must be born of water and the Spirit, John 3 and verse 5. In Titus chapter 3, verses 4 through 7, there Titus talks about how we must be washed, the washing of regeneration, renewal of the Holy Spirit. Have you been baptized into Christ? Have you by faith been raised in the watery grave of baptism to live and serve the Lord Jesus? Have you been born again? We were talking about this on the radio program this past week. James and I was. And there is no such thing as a Christian who has not been born again, or a born-again person not being a Christian. I mean, that's the same thing. If you're a Christian, you've been born again. A new life has been given to you. And that, with that new life is the hope of heaven. Now, certainly we can fall and we can stumble. And so we must be born again, but we must also continue to travel that difficult way. Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. And we must, that says 6, but it should be Matthew 7, 13 and 14. We need to continue to travel that difficult way. We cannot enter into heaven with the world on our back, friends. We have to lay the world aside. We have to lay sin aside. And we must be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. One more song. One more song. Are you going to be there? If you think about this song, Glory for Me. Again, is heaven going to be worth it? Glory for Me. When my labors and trials are over, what is waiting for you on the other side? What is waiting for you after death, after the Lord's return? What do you have to hope for? Friend, if it's not heaven, then you don't have anything to look forward to. Let's sing Glory for Me. This is a short song. When all my labors and trials are o'er, and I am safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Lord I adore, forever the ages be glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me. accidentally get to heaven.
It's not going to be by chance you fall in to the pearly gates. It's not going to work that way. It is by His grace, no question about that. But we must submit to Him and serve Him and enter into that straight and narrow gate by our choice and through our effort. Through our effort. Now, it's by His grace. But you're not going to ask them to get there. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. My friend, my hope and my desire for you this morning is that you are a prepared person. You're ready to enter into the joys of heaven. If your life were to end now, would you be there? I hope so. What if you miss heaven? If you miss heaven, friend, I'm telling you, you've missed it all. Your purpose on this earth is to fear God and keep His